wash your hands, wear a mask if you're sick, quarantine, practice social distancing, stay at home.
These are all things we have been hearing during the COVID-19 pandemic. Coronavirus refers to the family of viruses, which includes SARS and MERS. This is specifically COVID-19. It's so easy to turn to social media and become stressed by seeing many posts talking about the coronavirus. But what is real and what should you believe? Today I have with me a plastic surgeon who can help share some tips he thinks can help during these times. My name is Kristen Fury, and my guest with me today is Sahil Mehta, plastic surgeon and 11 Health's clinical director and innovation lead. For this episode, we will be discussing 10 tips to keep you safer during the coronavirus. First, and one of the most important, wash your hands. Are we all doing our part in really paying attention to this? What can we do to make sure we are staying clean, Sahil?
So washing your hands is definitely one of the most important things you can do to prevent spreading and catching COVID-19. So there's lots of little videos on YouTube that show you how to wash your hands. It's amazing. None of us have really ever been taught to wash our hands properly. I've been taught because when I scrub up for surgery, one of the things you are always examined on is how you wash your hands to make sure that you're clean. So if you really don't know how to do this, and there's no shame in not knowing how to wash your hands properly, now's the time to learn. So it's more involved than you think. It's not just picking up the soap and rubbing your hands quickly. You really have to get into all the nooks and crannies of your, in between your fingers, on your fingernails, the back of your hands, the back of your thumbs, and right into your palms. And so what I'd recommend is watching a video on YouTube, or you can even watch my video that I made with my daughter, which is available on our website.
Yeah, it's also available on our YouTube, just as you have mentioned. So those are all great tips. And I think even I learned something from watching your video, because like you said, as a surgeon, you have to spend that 20 to 30 seconds cleaning your hands, and they teach you in medical school. So, yeah.
I mean, actually, as a surgeon, you're supposed to spend 5 minutes. But
oh, wow.
It's slightly different. But no, definitely the 20 seconds is really important.
Second, practicing cough etiquette. What is the best way to cough in public or at home to help prevent spreading this virus? I know that's a weird question, but a lot of us don't have the best cough etiquette. So from your point of view, what are some tips that you can provide to our audience?
Sure. So you know what? Nothing in today's world is a weird question. So you can kind of ask whatever you want. But we're all taught as we're growing up to cough into our hands. But, you know, that doesn't really stop spread, because as soon as you cough into your hand and touch something, you contaminated an area. So the current guidance is to cough either into a tissue, and when you do that, you throw that tissue directly into the trash, or rubbish if you're British. And the other thing to do after you've done that is wash your hands. Other ways of cough etiquette are to cough into your elbow, but again, be careful once you've done that, because your elbow is then contaminated. You can't really wash your elbow very easily. And certainly probably one of the easiest ways of practicing good cough etiquette is just to not cough at or near anyone. So if you can avoid that, try doing that.
I remember reading something about how long the virus could live on a surface. I don't remember reading how long it could live on our hands. Is that a little bit longer than cardboard or like a desk surface?
Do you know, I don't know. That's a really good question. And I'm not even sure anyone knows the exact and right answer to that. The theory might be that because our hands are warm anyway, that it might live a bit longer. Yeah. But, it's a really difficult question.
Third, stay at home. What does this even mean? Can we go outside to take a walk? Can we get groceries? What does staying at home refer to exactly?
So staying at home is, it's become probably the most common preventative measure that every government in the world pretty much is now recommending, it feels like. And it's really simple. And what it does is it helps to prevent the spread of the virus. So the thinking is that if people are in large spaces and there's lots of people around, the virus can spread very quickly amongst a very large population. The staying at home is to try and avoid large gatherings and prevent the virus's ability to spread. It's really important that we all follow this. Now, some countries are stricter in the way that they are enforcing their stay-at-home policies, and we've all heard the term lockdown. So lockdowns really do mean lockdowns, and in America, we're not currently in a lockdown, but we are at stay-at-home. In Italy, however, they are at lockdown, which basically means you cannot leave your house unless it's for absolutely necessary reasons. In California at the moment, it means that we can go to the supermarkets, do our shopping and get groceries. It means we can go to pharmacies and other essential places to go. It does mean we can go out and exercise, but we do have to practice social distancing. And I believe that this is probably going to change. We're at the very beginning of seeing a rise in COVID-19 cases. And, you know, it's very likely that we're going to have stricter measures very soon.
Yeah, I think it's important for everybody who is listening to check the correct websites that are giving you valid information, correct information in your area. Because like you said, we're in California and we're on a stay at home, but not a lockdown. So yeah. What are some sites that you would recommend people get the correct information?
Well, the ones that for probably the best for the US is the CDC website, the World Health Organization, the WHO. They have some great information on there. But then again, some statewide websites also have information, and you can go onto other international sites if you feel the need to.
Yeah, I agree. I would say just anything you're seeing on social media, just make sure that it's a valid website that's giving you the correct information. Don't get too scared until you do your correct research.
Yeah, there is a lot of fake stuff going around about remedies and ways of not catching it, etc. So yeah, do check your source.
Number four, if you have to go out for essential provisions, what precautions should you take? Should people wear a mask? Should you stay a certain distance from another person, wash your hands even more? What would you say that you would recommend for people who really need to leave their house?
Sure. So, I mean, I'm following what the CDC recommends at the moment, which is you do stay 6 feet away from people as much as possible. I know at my local supermarket, they've put in red pieces of tape on the floor so that you can, when you're waiting at your checkout, you can remain 6 feet away from someone. The other thing, everyone asked the questions about masks. Now, what we've seen so far is that a few weeks ago, people said that masks don't really help, but even that's changing. So it's very difficult to give concrete advice on this at the moment. I think if you feel like it's going to help with your well-being, then do wear a mask. Certainly, if you're sick, you shouldn't really be going out. And wearing a mask if you're sick is really important to prevent the spread of anything nasty. The other thing is washing your hands. Now, it is very difficult to wash your hands when you're out and about. But what I would recommend is when you get back into your car, if you can get hold of a hand sanitizer or even a spray, you wash your hands that way before touching your steering wheel, and then as soon as you get into the house, wash your hands.
Yeah, I think those are some great tips. I actually have hand wipes in my car that I use, but yeah. I have not left to go to any kind of grocery store or any kind of store currently because of my low immune system. So I know those who are more likely to catch the virus and have a worsening effect, make sure that you ask your family members or a friend to go get the medication or the groceries that you need. My roommate does all of these errands for me because it's just not safe anymore. But even before all of this, I was wearing a mask if I had to, I had to go to the urgent care. So.
Yeah. And I should add that also if you are someone who's high risk. That means you've got lung disease like asthma, or you've got heart disease, or you've even got diabetes or cancer, or
you're an older person as well. It's really important that you just minimize how much you need to leave the house. So if you can, if you have someone else who can go for you, they should do it rather than you.
Number five, we are all stuck at home, but that doesn't mean we can't stay healthy. What can we all do to help remain healthy, all while listening to the current direction from our governor and our president?
Yeah, this is a really, it's a really good question, actually, because, you know, staying at home for all of us pretty much is a new thing. So it's really important we do the right things to get through this. So the simple things are eat healthy, make sure you're trying to get some exercise as well. And you always have to remember you've got to take care of both your physical and mental health, because for some people, staying at home is quite tiresome on their mental health. So it's important to, if you can, if you like doing things like mindful activities or meditation or even yoga, which actually does both the mind and the body, then you get into that kind of a habit. Other simple things are, you know, spend time with your family and play games and even just talk about the things that you want to talk about that you might not normally get time to do. One of the other recommendations I'd say is just be careful how much alcohol you drink. It's great to be at home, but too much can really affect the way you are feeling. And yeah, like I say, try and get some fresh air if you can. And also get up at the normal time that you normally get up for work, and try and create a routine.
Currently, I've been going outside the most that I can, because I know Italy is on lockdown. I keep seeing videos of them pointing their heads out the windows because they can't leave. So I'm getting the sunshine while I can and being very thankful for that, as well as I wanted to point out, I'm cooking a lot. I know some people are still going out to eat because they want to focus on helping their local businesses, but it still is, for my personal health, a risk that I kind of want to just cook, and it's been a new hobby. So
yeah,
I think that's, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I you know, I know from my family, we're baking bread, we're cooking things that we've never tried before. And, you know, it's a great time to do that kind of thing. It's brilliant.
Yeah, it's something that you can do together with your family. Yeah. So I just wanted to touch on that. Number six, do your best to stay away from anyone who is ill. Even if you live with them, make sure they are isolated from you. In your opinion, how can we best avoid people who are ill? What can we do if we come in contact with someone who has the virus?
Well, the first thing, and is to repeat really, is stay at home. That's the best way of avoiding anyone who's truly sick. If someone in your family member or a family member or a friend that you live with unfortunately gets sick, and it may not be coronavirus, well, you should encourage them to try and self-isolate. If you're lucky enough to have more than one bedroom in where you live, then try and get them to self-isolate within their own bedroom. You can also practice non-contact with them. I'm afraid that you're probably going to be the one that looks after them by making them all their meals, but you can leave their food outside of their door and they can pick it up when they're ready to pick it up without having to come into contact with you. So that's one practical way of doing that. The other thing to do is, you know, if you do have coronavirus, it's really important that you consider whether you're even going to go to the hospital, because, you know, in the UK, for example, one of the taglines or whatever the mottos at the moment is stay at home, protect the NHS and save lives. That actually, by isolating yourself, you can really prevent the spread of the virus. And that's really what's paramount.
Yeah, I have many nurse friends who are working in the hospitals right now, and I'm scared for them. I spoke to a friend the other day and I said, are you going to get this virus? And she said, chances are she will get the virus and she'll have to self-isolate for 14 days. But thinking of going to your normal job every single day, knowing that you can get this virus from someone coming in the hospital. So I'm glad that you pointed out that. Really think about if it's necessary to go to the hospital if you have this virus, because I know staying at home, it symptoms are similar to a flu or a respiratory infection. Isn't that correct?
That's exactly right. So people describe various symptoms. The most common ones that we hear of are fever, tiredness, body aches. In severe cases, there's breathing difficulties. But also people have described gastrointestinal symptoms like diarrhea. So really what we're seeing is we're seeing new symptoms almost every day. And it's quite difficult to know if you've actually got coronavirus, especially if you don't have access to testing, which so many people don't have. And I really do agree with your point about healthcare workers being at risk. I think the sad truth is they probably will all get coronavirus at some point, some more severe than others. And from the doctor forums that I'm on, I know of very sad cases of doctors who haven't survived the coronavirus. And so, this is really serious. And so the most we can do to protect our healthcare systems and workers by staying at home is exactly what we should be doing.
Seventh, use your common sense. So I think this relates to the last point. Think about it. Do you need to stay home? This is a new experience for all of us, and we are all learning. What have you been doing at home with your family despite all of this chaos? I know that you said that you guys were baking bread and cooking. Is there anything else that you guys have made time for now that you get to spend at home?
Yeah, I mean, we've, especially with the kids, we're doing sort of the activities that we just never had time to do with not being at home all the time. One of the things we have done is we've tried to create a routine. We've sort of got a timetable, so everyone knows who's cooking. We know when the kids' virtual schools are happening. So we're just trying to find some kind of normality and routine to our life, which seems to help. And I really like what you said about the common sense. I think it's everyone's responsibility to really ask themselves the questions of, do I really need to go out? Because we're all at risk of getting this disease, and we must protect ourselves and each other.
I think every day we have the ability to make a choice. But during this time, I think we should really, really focus on if it's the right choice of what we're going to do that day. If you really need groceries, you can go pick up your food. But if you're going on a drive to see a friend, is that really necessary to do? So I think we can all contribute to using common sense. Eighth, keep your area clean. Wipe down your most touched places in your house. What is safe to use to clean the house? Would you just say the Lysol wipes? I know a lot of those are going out of sale. No one can find those anymore. But is there specific household cleaners that we could be using?
Well, I mean, I don't have any specific recommendations. So whatever you usually use is probably okay. I mean, various brands have claims on what their particular detergent kills, etc. But just use something that is, a brand that you trust. And again, use your common sense. Just wipe down what you need to wipe down, and don't try not to go too overboard.
Yeah. I think when my roommate goes out to go and do errands for me, I will go and wipe down anything that she touches before she washes her hands. So I'm not going crazy over wiping everything every 5 seconds, but it's necessary to clean what she had just touched because she was out and about. So something like that, it's simple. Yeah. Ninth, make sure you are reading trusted sources. I know I mentioned that earlier, but just to go a little bit deeper into that, what online sources do you say our audience should use for correct updates? I know you had mentioned the two, but let's just repeat those one more time just so they can write it down if they haven't.
Sure. So the websites I use at the moment are the CDC and also the WHO, which is the World Health Organization. I actually also look at some British websites as well. I've been using the BBC and also some of their other health websites like NICE. But really, I make sure that what I'm doing is I'm using trusted resources, so places where they vet the information that they put on their websites, because there is a lot of information out there that isn't true or just fake.
10th, make sure to call your doctor, urgent care, ER, or any other medical places before showing up. Why is this necessary? If you think you have the virus, how can you safely go about being tested?
Yeah, this is a really good point, actually, and we've sort of talked about it already. The reason it's not good to go to the ER if you've just got a little kind of mild symptoms and you're hoping to get a test is that you're putting the people that work in the ER at risk. And it's really important to protect our healthcare systems and our healthcare workers with whatever we can do. The other thing is that if you're going to go out to these areas, you're going to be around a lot of people. And again, that's a brilliant and amazing way for the virus to spread. And that's exactly what we don't want. So it's really important that you call ahead and you find out whether you even need to come. The other thing is they may be too busy to see you. Now, you always have to caveat this is that if you have really severe symptoms, then of course you have to go. And if it's something that, you know, you're really, really worried about and family members so unwell, for example, then you must take them. But you really have to ask yourself the question whether it's necessary. And about being tested, you know, this is a really hotly debated topic at the moment. Not everywhere has tests available. Certainly not all family doctors or ERs or even hospitals have tests. So this is a really difficult thing to answer. I hope that as we go through this pandemic, that we will have access to better testing. But at this moment, it is a challenge. And, you know, hopefully the governments will be able to come up with the solutions.
Yeah, I think we need to focus on, like you said, only going if our symptoms are very severe. Our medical teams take care of us no matter what's going on with us. If we go and infect the nurses, the doctors, the surgeons, then they will no longer be able to help other patients. So we just have to think about that and once again, use our common sense in this time.
Yeah, as I said before, that getting through this is everyone's responsibility and we really all have to follow the advice we're given to protect both ourselves and each other.
11 Health's product is Alfred Smart Care, where high tech meets high touch. Our core model includes a nurse program, the Alfred Smart Care app available on iOS and Android devices, the patient coach program, the first ever ostomy smart bag and smart wafer, and our facility services. Currently, we are offering a free 12-week preventative and proactive wellness program that includes consultations with our nurses, remote patient monitoring from your mobile device, and telehealth from a personal coach assigned to you. If you are interested in learning more about this offer, please visit our website at www.11health.com/remote-patient-monitoring/. You can also find us on social media. Our Instagram and Twitter handle is @11healthandtech. That's 11 health and tech. And our Facebook is @11health. Thank you so much for joining me today, Sahil, and providing us all with this useful information for our audience to help keep us all safe.
Yeah, no problem. And just remember, wash your hands and stay safe, everyone.